Gilman City will have a pretty busy stretch that'll start tonight and will continue really through next week's Gilman City basketball tournament. Adam Clark is the head basketball coach of Gilman City's boys. When we visited last, I think he'd played Green City coming out of the Christmas break. We're going to have Tri-County's the lone game that was going to be last week. And then, well, you were supposed to have Breckenridge on Tuesday, but that was called off. But anyway, it was a stretch where, you know, it kind of looked like Gilman City would, you know, either have some more experience or a stretch that if you played well, I guess, you could probably get rewarded for it. The stretch started against Tri-County, beat Tri-County, and looked like you won pretty handily. You know, sometimes, you know, regardless of what the result was, and the game got away from Tri-County, it sounded like pretty quickly, but it could help the team, you know, in your situation and the fact that it gives them a shot of confidence, and that can sometimes really propel you more than just the win that you got with this one.
Yeah, I thought the boys came out and executed defensively extremely well over at Tri-County. I know we had our pressure developed into a lot of transition points for us. It was a night where we also were able to rebound extremely well, too. So I wouldn't say we shot the ball extremely well. I know we had to get a lot of rebounds on the offensive end and get some second-chance shots. But on the other hand of that, you know, at least we were rebounding well, too. So it was a good night, and we had several guys contributing all the way around.
Next game then was called off as a game with Breckenridge. It will be made up later on, but it meant that you had your next win that was going to be a week later against Newtown Harris. I had Newtown Harris at Gilman City. Newtown Harris wins a close one, 56-52. I would imagine that both teams probably had some chances in that. And a Newtown Harris team that has been right with the other teams outside of Mercer and outside of Winston that they have played within the league. So, I you know, their margin is not much off of what apparently Gilman City, North Harrison, maybe potentially East Harrison is and that. So from a competitive game, it looked like it was.
Yeah, it was a competitive game, and I expected it to be. I was hoping our defense was going to, you know, execute fairly closely as we did at Tri-County, but that wasn't the case. We had had a long weekend. We didn't have a game on Friday, and we didn't practice Monday due to the, you know, potential bad weather. And so, you know, we had several days off, and it kind of showed. We were pretty unorthodox. You know, we were getting in some foul trouble and allowing Newtown to get to the bucket on us. So they did a good job of taking advantage of our mistakes. And then it was one of those nights where it seemed like we had a glass lid on the rim, and we were just missing shots left and right. And you know, but it was still a night where we competed right to the end, and you know, with about a half a minute left, we just made a bad decision and thought we should go ahead and try and score and missed the bucket, and Newtown converted and got to the free throw line and didn't leave us any time. So it was one of those nights that just kind of got away from us, and probably a couple practices would have done us some good before the game.
All right, that game then was the final one that you had prior to the to this two-game stretch. It'll be coming up here with Winston tonight, makeup game from December, and then North Harrison that will be tomorrow night. Both those games you'll get at home, and then you'll also get the Gilman City tournament. And for the most part, in general, Gilman City has played much better. It seems like they're a lot more comfortable when they're playing at home. Now, I don't know if they're going to necessarily, you know, Winston's going to make it easier to get uncomfortable because of some of the pressure that they put on. And it seems like that is, it might be the thing that, you know, other conference teams have to deal with first. They have the capability of scoring, and they have some scores, and their offense is fine. But, boy, trying to ball handle against their defense seems like that is a real challenge, at least among some conference teams that they have.
Oh, I think they're one of the better teams in northern Missouri with their man-to-man defense and just applying pressure and able to stay in front of the ball. And that that usually gets the other team to turn the ball over for them. You know, they don't necessarily have to get a ton of steals, but they get a lot of turnovers produced just by adding enough pressure and keeping the pressure on. And so that's going to be a great test for our boys to see if they can remain under control and try and take care of the ball and see if they can execute offensively. So
and
provide our own little few headaches, see if we can get better at some of the things we want to do defensively. And so it's going to be a really good game for that. We've set ourselves some small goals to try and achieve during the game and see if that can keep us in the game and allow us to compete.
It would appear that North Harrison has turned the corner in terms of being able to compete this year. They've kind of taken the step that Gilman City maybe took last year in the fact that in more games they're being more competitive, and they've also won their share. In fact, I think they already have a win against East Harrison this year. They have a pretty convincing win against Grundy County. They have a narrow win against Newtown Harris. So they'll be you would figure that they are going to be competitive. I don't know if they're necessarily any more experienced in any than what Gilman City is, but they have taken a pretty significant step forward.
Yeah, I think Coach Smedley's done a really good job with those boys this year. You mentioned some of the games that they've competed extremely well in and came away with some quality wins. So they're heading in the right direction, and they're just going to continue to get better this year. And so, you know, we feel like we're right in that same boat, and we're looking to, you know, get over the hump in some of these games where we've let slip away due to some mistakes or some missed shot type things. And so I think it'll be a fun game, and that's going to be our homecoming night. So there'll be some probably just some distractions, but I think the boys will be playing with some emotion too, and so it'll be a fun atmosphere.
That's Gilman City head basketball coach Adam Clark.